The third cry from the cross is found in John 19. We pick up the story at verse 23. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." In this third saying from the cross, John, who records it for us, is doing something with the story before we even get to the saying. He shows us two groups of four people. And like a cameraman, he zooms in, first of all, on four Roman soldiers who have just crucified the Son of God. They are discussing who will get Jesus' clothes and casting lots for his robe. Jesus, for them, is simply a side issue in their lives. Their only interest is in what they can get from him. And then the camera pans across to another group, this time four women, standing near the cross, watching, weeping, and praying. It's a risky place to be. They're associating themselves with the man who has been condemned by the governing authorities. They are not there to get. They are there because they love Jesus. He means everything to them. And John is presenting us with a choice. Where are we? Are we with the soldiers? Is Jesus really only a peripheral part of our lives? Or are we like the woman? Does he mean everything to us, so that we are willing to put everything on the line for him? You see, when we grasp what Jesus is doing on the cross for us, then he will mean everything to us. That's the challenge to us. Are we going to live for ourselves, or are we going to put Jesus central, allowing him to rule our lives? Christianity rests on this issue. Who is going to rule our lives? Is it going to be us who calls the shots? Or is it going to be God? But before you allow someone to call the shots in your life, you need to know what sort of person they are. What sort of a ruler, a king, is God? And this third cry from the cross gives us an insight into the heart of God. We see that as well as being an almighty sovereign, he is also wonderfully tender and considerate. Picture the scene. Crucifixion was the most agonizing of deaths. So painful, in fact, that a new word was coined to describe the pain. Excruciating. Pain from the cross. And in the midst of this, a young man in his early 30s, who hasn't slept for 30 or so hours, who's been severely beaten, his back is lacerated, and who now hangs on a cross, each breath is an accumulation of pain from every part of his body. And he's not simply being crucified, but he's also bearing the judgment of God against sin. It is the moment history has been waiting for since Adam and Eve plunged the world into its downward spiral. And at this critical juncture of history and pain, what is Jesus thinking of? His mother, a weak, frail, sad, and now lonely woman. She has lost her husband, and now her oldest son. And in the midst of a horrific ordeal, Jesus displays monumental tenderness. Here is precisely the sort of Saviour King Jesus is. Tender, compassionate, and caring. And when we turn to him and trust him, this is what we find. Mary doesn't have an inside track, a fast route to Jesus' tenderness. Jesus had said earlier in his ministry, "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." This tender care is open to anyone who comes to him. And how reassuring For now, although he is not on a cross, he is governing the universe. We might think that he has too many concerns to be interested in us. But here we see that no matter how busy, how critical, how important a thing is that he is engaged in, he always notices the needs of his people, and he provides exactly what is needed. When you trust him, you can have complete confidence that he cares for you and will provide for you. He said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this delightful display of the tenderness of King Jesus. Thank you that he is not simply the mighty God who can still the wind and the waves with a single word. Thank you that he is not simply the powerful one who strides to a tomb and commands death to be defeated and Lazarus to come back to life. Thank you that he is the tender one who sees the hurts, the griefs, the fears, the circumstances of our lives. And thank you that he cares. And that amidst all that he is doing, he sees, he takes note, and will provide for his people. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 25 is a plea for help and guidance in life. But what right have we to expect a holy and pure God to help us? The psalm answers the question for us. It points us to the God who sends salvation and who is tender and merciful to those who trust in him.